there had been an award show on television last night, so she probably had plenty of fodder for her Lord Have Mercy board. On that board, Aunt Bess pinned things that were, in her opinion, in need of grace. Weird photos of celebrities, crime stories, strange phenomena, and multiple body piercings. I'd have to take a look at it later to see what she'd found of interest from last night's event. Mom finished the batch of strawberries she'd been capping and walked over to the sink to wash her hands. I guess I'd better get back up there. How are you planning on presenting this jam for sale at the cafe? I thought I'd cut a square of fabric for each of the pint jar lids and then put a Down South Cafe label in the middle of each lid. She nodded. Sounds good. I'll take the pinking shears and cut you some fabric squares while Aunt Bess and I are watching television this evening. She might want to cut a few, too. How many do you think we'll need? I'm thinking about 50. I won't be selling all of the jam. I'll keep some for us to have here at home, and I'll serve some up to patrons at the cafe. I smiled. How else will they know how good it is and want to buy a jar? And don't forget to save some berries for the pies, Jackie reminded me. I won't. A thought occurred to me. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to, you can take enough berries home to make a few pies this evening while I'm canning. And I'll give you all the proceeds from your pies. Done, she grinned. Can I save one pie for Roger? Of course. Jackie was dating our childhood friend, Roger. Theirs was still a relatively new relationship, despite the fact that they'd known each other practically all their lives. They'd only started dating while Roger, a contractor, was renovating the cafe. Would you like for me to make one for your friend Ryan? She asked. I blushed. No. Ryan? Oh, you mean Deputy Hall? Mom asked. I remember him. He's really handsome. Are you two seeing each other now? No, Mom, we aren't. Not really, anyway. He's just been coming into the cafe now and then, that's all. Hey, I know you're just now getting acquainted with the guy since Lulu Holman's murder investigation is over, but you light up the entire dining room whenever he comes in. Jackie popped her freshly capped berry into the bowl. Maybe you just have that I'm in love and I want everybody else to be feeling, I said. No, I don't. Roger and I are taking things slowly. We don't want to rush into a relationship, find that it doesn't work, and then not be able to salvage our friendship. Mom and I shared a glance. We both knew that the rush into a relationship boat had long since sailed for Jackie and Roger. Well, I'd better get up the hill before Aunt Bess burns the house down, or invite someone from the internet over for tea. Mom gave each of us a hug and left. I was a little droopy-eyed on my way to work the next morning since I'd been up until nearly 1 a.m. canning strawberry jam. Maybe Mom had been right, though I wasn't about to admit that to her, about the project having been too ambitious for a Wednesday evening. But I wanted to have the jam on the shelf at the cafe when patrons started coming in before and during the Independence Day festival, which kicked off in full force on Friday and continued throughout the weekend. The festival was a big deal for Winter Garden, second only to the Christmas festival. Our tiny Virginia town could only afford to do two big celebrations, so they did them every half year. People unfamiliar with the name might think that Winter Garden was a ritzy town. It just sounded upper class. Winter Garden, Virginia. It wasn't. Winter Garden was a teensy rural area with lots of farmland and few places of business. Some people left here because the town was so far away from civilization. But I loved it. The people were folksy and warm. Winter Garden itself was charming and welcoming. I'd always known I'd settle down here and, hopefully, build a cafe here one day. The house Mom now shared with Aunt Bess was the biggest one in Winter Garden. My grandfather had built it for Nana when they'd moved here from Pocahontas.